Skooks of Hazzard Show.
This is the intro.
The Skooks of Hazzard Show.
This is an intro.
You are not supposed to talk over the theme song.
I thought we were doing that from now on.
You can do whatever you want.
Fine. I quit.
Hey, Josh.
Hello.
We're back again.
Yes.
This is two shows in 3 weeks. We're chugging along here in 2017.
Yeah, we're doing the every other week thing. We're going to check in with you. We have, like, news.
We got lots of funny stuff for everyone.
So this is Josh Uwa-Brian, by the way.
Josh Uwa-Brian and our new, what would you call him?
He's a dear friend.
Daniel Corey is his name.
Daniel Corey is his name.
I asked him to come in and do the show, and he happily agreed. What's up, Daniel?
Not much, man.
All right, that's enough. Should we play Daniel's theme song?
Fuck yeah. It's,
I mean,
like,
that's what we all came for
song
today, right?
I mean, he came in the studio with this. He's like, yo,
yo,
if I'm here.
He's got a band, and they made this.
Yep.
This guy comes prepared.
They're called Mouth Brigade, right?
Daniel Corey, going on adventures. Daniel Corey, making friends around the world. All around the world, making friends. Mount Carmen, San Diego. That's how much I've been around the world and stuff. It's a lot of fun. Daniel Corey.
What the fuck was that?
That's awesome.
Describes me perfectly.
You wrote that?
Yeah, I wrote that. It describes me. What are you talking about?
Why would you bring that in and think it was good?
What do you mean?
It was.
It's really good.
You guys were just beatboxing. I mean, I thought you had a band.
It is a band.
Nah, what are you? We wrote that.
Oh, my God.
That's a song that we sat down and we wrote.
How long did it take?
It's
to write.
You ever play in a band before, Bucko?
It's on fucking
never?
Mouth Brigade's greatest hit.
Mouth Brigade.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, we've toured all around the world. That's what the song is about.
I want to hear so much more from Mouth Brigade.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
be back.
We only have that song.
You got, well, no. Can you, look, between this show and the next show, can you please record some more songs for us?
I'll have to see if I can get the boys back together, but yeah, maybe.
All right. I mean, we could be the house band.
I got to hear more from, I mean, this was just silliness. I mean,
it's a great song.
Listen, he's not even good at the. How many guys are in this band?
Three.
Three?
You, honestly, you're crazy, man. We're in the pocket.
I mean, it's kind of catchy.
He has a lot of friends because of this.
Absolutely.
It's a lot of fun. Daniel Corey.
Have you been around the world?
I haven't been out of Schuylkill County in a long time.
Shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm. So, anyway.
Y'all.
Thanks. Thanks for interjecting, Josh. Do you want to do news? Oh, you know what? No, hold on. Hold on. We're going to play this quick. Let me get it up here on my new cute player. Check this
thing
out. Look
at this. Oh, my God.
Listen. Remember that Jared character that was on here last week?
Yeah, Jared the Red.
Yeah, Jared the Red. You remember him?
Yeah, barely.
Sup? That guy?
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Daniel Corey has no clue who we're talking about because he doesn't listen to the show.
Oh, I definitely don't listen to the
show.
I
don't think we've ever had anyone on the show who didn't want to be here.
I make it maybe 10 minutes in.
No, Nate. Nate
didn't want to be on the show.
And
you are right.
Yeah, he stayed on the internet with us, though. I don't know why. He's like, I got a public service announcement. There's, like, traffic and shit.
I asked Nate about a month ago. I said, do you want to do the show? He said, no.
I'm glad he's not doing this show because he's got.
He doesn't need us
anymore.
He's
working rooms, dude.
Yeah, he's clearing rooms.
Well, yeah, he's a magician.
I'm going to play this thing that Jared sent in. So.
Would you
tell me what you think?
Would you let Nate be
just be
mind
open.
Freak you?
Would I let Nate be mind freak me?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I would have to mind freak him first.
How would you mind freak Nate B?
I would go to one of his comedy shows and applaud after he was done.
Wow.
No, Nate's doing good.
I know he is. He's doing awesome.
Burn.
He's Nate.
He's basically just as popular as any other comedian we've done on this show, like Todd Glass, Jaw, and Earl Stankel.
Well, they've been on television.
Well, so is Nate.
Has he?
Yeah, in his own closed circuit television.
I want to play this thing. It's called Orange Marmalade. I want be open minded about it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
So let's listen to it, and tell me what you think.
You want some of that orange marmalade?
I don't know what the fuck it is, but
the kind of orange marmalade that makes you moist.
What?
For real. Desirable.
Turn
that
it
up. Orange marmalade.
Yeah.
It's not for everyone. It's only if you want it. You should want it. Because it's orange marmalade. When people see that gleam in your eye, the kick in your step, you know. It's because of orange marmalade. You know what I'm saying? Orange marmalade. Everybody knows what orange marmalade is. Even your dad knows. Grandfather. His dad. It's going on and on. The orange marmalade. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Do you? You're the one listening to this. Maybe you know what orange marmalade means. Holla at your boy, nigga.
What? Oh my god. We gotta edit that out.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god, he dropped the N-word.
Right on it.
Oh my god.
Oh boy.
What exactly orange marmalade?
Was that a commercial for orange marmalade?
I don't know.
That we just played?
Is it Laid or Laud?
Is that Marmalade?
That's how... I think it depends on what part
the
of the country you're from.
The stupidest thing I think we've ever played is besides the Daniel Corey theme.
I like when he started talking about his family, his grandfather. It's nice.
It's got sexy music behind it.
You want some of that orange marmalade?
I mean, that's good fucking music.
The kind of
hear it?
That's Incubus.
For real.
Deep inside.
I mean, there's a nice slow trumpet playing.
No, that's Jamiroquai's
backup. All right, we're done with the orange marmalade. Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. That's so delicious, though.
Jared, whatever you're smoking, send some to us, please. So let's go to news. What do you Again, they ignored me. See what I told you this was going to happen. He's going to ignore me.
Oh, I didn't see you there.
He won't respond. Here we go. We're going to do news. You got news, right?
Now things.
Should we mention that?
I keep
putting news off. Do you want to mention that it's the 2-year anniversary of the show?
Well, that was going to be my first headline.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then we'll play.
Congratulations.
All right, we'll save it.
Yeah.
Because we got to play the news theme.
Now, new things you need know about.
I should turn the volume on that one down.
In headlines today, we have a 2-year anniversary of the Skooks of Hazzard show with Eric Steven here.
Yeah,
how
go
you
ahead.
Doing
What's
over
your
there,
first
asshole?
Headline? I'm good. What's your first headline?
2-year anniversary.
Oh.
So you get two punches.
It's right. We've been on the air 2 years. We've had 18 co-hosts.
Yep, 18 co-hosts. Couple of them.
We just lost one, and we picked up another.
Yep.
Daniel Corey.
One is now actually a faux CEO. His name is Paul Fjord.
Daniel Corey.
Daniel Corey
is the new co-host of the show.
2-year anniversary.
I'm not sure I want to sit through this whole thing again.
Dude, I'm loving the exposure, man. It's really getting Mouth Brigade
What's
out there.
Mouth Brigade.
Mouth Brigade.
God.
You know where I found her?
Where?
Of all places, Nebraska.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Alaska?
No, Nebraska.
Oh, Nebraska.
Yeah.
Huh.
Juno.
Who'd have thought?
Yeah, Juno.
What other news do you have for us, Josh?
Let's see.
You came prepared, at least.
Yeah, I did. A man named Kendall Muskie of Montpelier.
Montpelier,
Nebraska.
Vermont?
No, Nebraska.
Oh, Nebraska.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Was arrested for wrapping a sheep in steel wool to, quote, invent the first Lamborg. I guess he claimed it turned on him and his family, so he lit the animal on fire using a 9-volt battery. He is charged with arson, animal cruelty, failing to recycle, and possession of 2 grams of flaca.
What? So,
good what? Job, Kendall.
That was the craziest news story I've ever heard. He wrapped a sheep in sheep wool.
Steel wool.
Steel wool. Excuse me.
I think he was trying to make some kind of like a cyborg.
Like like a robot sheep.
Lamborg.
They're taking over the world.
And then the small
planet
ones.
Planet of the steel wool
The Lamborghini.
Sheep.
You know?
Yeah.
They're really quick. And then you just... what do they call that? Shear them.
That was by far the stupidest thing we've ever talked about.
Well, you know what? It is crazy. You actually can... start a fire with a 9-volt battery on steel
wool. Oh, sure, sure, yeah.
It gets
I know
up
that.
To like 1,000 degrees. And that fucking Lamborg comes right at you.
All electrified from battery power.
Fucking
battery powered sheepborg.
Kendall Muskie. He ain't afraid of no Lamborg.
Let me write a note to myself to never visit Nebraska. Yeah. Well, they're doing some crazy shit in Nebraska.
I mean, let's read between the lines here, though. Really, what happened was apparently he was on drugs. Because
well, apparently he was on that flaca, right?
It turned on him. You know, he was
well a lifelong flaca.
I
addict.
Guess I can have like I don't need a dog. I got like a Lamborg.
I spent all the money I had on this sheep and the steel wool.
Lamb's best friend.
Hopefully this will work out.
I don't call him pork chop.
That was probably the worst idea anybody's ever had.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Did he shave the sheep before he put the steel wool all over him?
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
He sheared him.
There's no pictures or anything because you know he's
he had the mental whereabouts to shear a sheep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But
yep, he sheared it and then he stuffed it.
Because that takes a lot of fucking dexterity to shear a sheep. I can tell you.
Steel wool. You know, steel.
Yeah, it wasn't copper wool.
No.
Not aluminum wool.
No, he doesn't need that chore.
Steel wool.
Flacker. Yeah, I go down to the fucking hardware store and I steal wool.
Oh, it's S-T-E-A-L.
Yeah, I got to keep my family surrounded by metal.
Oh, my God. There's so many questions I have.
All right, do you want to ask any, Daniel
sheep.
Corey?
Yeah, you said that you hooked it up to a battery.
Oh my God!
Shit, that was.
I was just waiting to.
First
too
it was
soon.
The theme song, and how was that?
Too soon, Daniel Corey.
Oh, that poor
my
sheep.
My timing is.
That's not funny.
So good.
I mean, you've been all around the world. Do you know Kendall Muskie?
No,
you've been
I don't.
In Nebraska lately. Anybody?
I don't know any Muskies.
I wonder if we have any fans in Nebraska.
We call it Neb.
If you know what's his name, Ken Muffley.
Kendall Muskie.
Kendall Muskie. If anybody in Nebraska that listens to this show knows Kendall Muskie, email the show at skooksofhazard@hotmail.com.
Hotmail.
Hotmail.
Yes.
It's very hot. All right. All right.
Yeah, put it out.
What else in the news, Josh? Do you have anything else?
Oh, I do, actually. This is international news.
Oh, again with the international news.
Oh, yeah. I love this world.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, I am, too. I mean, you
Let
should...
me have it.
Okay, well, this lady, she was getting surgery, and I'm so sad for her.
Josh is pulling it up on his phone as we speak.
Woman passes gas during surgery, suffers burns, causes fire in the operating room.
Oh, no.
Yeah, these people, a woman passed gas during a surgical procedure, sparking a fire in the operating room and caused her to be seriously burned.
Oh.
The fire happened in April. At the Tokyo Medical University. So this isn't really...
So this is in Tokyo?
Yeah, in Tokyo.
Okay.
T-O-K-Y-O, Tokyo. Reports say the patient
who was
in her 30s undergoing an operation was involved while applying a laser to her cervix.
Ooh, that sounds painful.
Well, she was trying to get rid of all the straight pubes that she
that
had.
Had fallen in.
Can you just burn this hair off of me? I want to go like a fucking porpoise down there.
So you're
there.
Saying she had hair on her cervix.
I want to be a bottlenose baby.
I'm not a biologist, but I don't know if that's accurate.
I think it's marine biology.
Anyway, so what happened? The hospital blew up? And everyone died?
No, the hospital didn't exactly blow up.
Oh.
But she said her genitalia was just melted.
I mean, when your hospital's on fire, where do you go? Really? You're already at the hospital. Where do you go? Who do you run to? The library?
No.
Fucking hospital's on fire. Where am I going to go?
Have to get the fire department to come in and give everybody mouth to mouth.
I'll go try on jackets down at the jacket store.
No, I believe.
What are you gonna do?
I believe hospitals have to have like a fire safety marshal at them
sure.
all the time.
Yeah.
Yo, what are you doing? You don't smoke there. You can't smoke there. You want to go outside and puff a butt?
I think we're overdue for a fucking break.
I love looking at Coldale.
Oh, my
All right,
God.
Now, hold on.
Oh, are you not done?
Well, it burned much of her body, including her waist, legs, genitalia.
Well.
And, surprisingly, her toes.
That's why they tell you not to eat 8 hours before surgery, so you don't have gas in your belly.
Oh, no, that's when you get the gas.
Yeah, or you can throw up during the surgery or fart during a surgery, and it's bad news all around.
Hmm. I never thought of it that way.
Well, you're welcome.
Enough said.
What? Do you have any? Is there more of this story?
No.
That's it. She farted and blew up the hospital.
Yep.
And everyone died.
Yep.
We're going to go on a break on a high note. It's a very positive story.
Very.
Say something. Don't stare at me like that.
I love this.
All right. We're going to go on break.
No.
And what are we going to do after break?
Would you rather?
All right. Well, stay tuned for Would You Rather. It's going to be fun.
Would you rather we come back after this song? Huh? Go ahead.
We're going on break. We will be right back. More Skooks of Hazzard show coming up.
Bye, Dan Corey.
Bye.
We ask ourselves, where are we? exactly where we are. And the fuck are we?
Everybody, we're back. More Skooks of Hazzard show.
Yes.
We're here. Segment two. Josh, what song was that?
That was Dip Inside by Incubus.
Oh, I know them.
You do?
I do.
I remember. You used to beat off.
That's a good song. That'll have them dancing in their cars.
You know what the difference between an incubus and a succubus is?
I don't know.
The color of the bus.
Right. Yeah, it's
one's short and white, and the other one's long and yellow.
Hey, we got a good little bit coming up here. And you told me that, what's their name? Mouth Brigade?
Mouth Brigade.
Mouth Brigade made the theme song. And you're really promising me this is going to be better this time.
Mouth Brigade is.
I don't understand why
you
don't think the first one was.
You came in here.
Work of art.
Mouth Brigade is going to be the first ever band to EGOT.
You brought that first thing in, the theme song
Grammy.
For yourself, saying you were telling me how great it was, and then it was
Oscar and Tony.
I'm really going out on a limb here, and I'm going to trust you.
He got me an award.
So you better not let me down. You're telling me this is going to be better production than the last one.
Oh, the way it was
produced.
The
actual band.
Every single song we improve, man.
Mouth Brigade. Okay. So this segment is called Would You Rather, and it's basically just, you know,
you're
asking
welcome.
Each other, would you rather do this or that or whatever. You'll see how it's going to be fun. So Mouth
for
Brigade.
You.
Yeah, you're welcome that we did this theme song for you.
Okay, well, here we go.
Would you rather?
I said would.
Really?
Rather?
Are you kidding me?
No, that's it.
That's it.
That was
that's
it?
The song.
Yeah.
That's the song.
That was the theme song you came up with.
Yeah.
That was so much better than the
it's
other
gonna
one.
It's going to be in the credits for the new Michael Bay movie, Transformers
Don't
6.
Give stuff like that away yet.
I'm not even sure what to say about that.
I mean, would you rather?
You should say thank you. It was a great song. I appreciate it.
I want to hear it one more time.
Would you rather watch another Transformers movie?
Or Transformers
rather.
Brigade into a bestseller.
Rather.
I mean, really, I don't hear any instruments again.
Rather. Oh, they're real instruments.
Rather.
Would you rather? All
I
right.
heard a snare,
Fine.
A bass.
The mouth is the most important instrument on the body.
Would you rather? And who's this segment brought to you by, Josh?
It's brought to you
Orange
by...
Orange Marmalade.
And Kendall Mufsky. Steel wool. Can be yours for the low price of steel.
And go get yourself a nice big jar of orange marmalade.
Yes.
Because everybody knows about it, apparently.
Aren't you glad I didn't sit in marmalade?
Would you rather? I'm going first, right?
If you want.
No, yeah. You were going first. I'm just kidding with you. This okay. guy's got a thin skin over here.
It is so thin.
Would you rather?
I'm sensitive.
Brought to you by Orange Marmalade. Here we go. Okay. The first one. Josh is handing me. Would you rather?
Would you rather?
I hope I can get through.
I'll say would you rather, and then you read them.
My initials up here.
Would you rather?
Would you rather have a clone of yourself that's a racist clown who never leaves your side, or be a broke and destitute philanthropist with a stutter named, is that a stutter?
Yeah.
A stutter named Dino, you pricks. What's a stutter?
Stutter?
Yeah, what's a stutter?
It's like stutter milk pancakes.
Oh, you mean like a voice stutter? Like
yeah.
Yeah. And it's named?
Dino, you pricks.
I'll go with the racist clown.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it looks just like you, but it's a clown.
Right.
So it's like racist it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
We all float down here
And he says stuff like this.
Not even the Jews.
Yeah, see, the racist clown. That's my racist sidekick clown. Do you like that? He says racist things like that.
Not even the Jews.
Hey, there's a lot. I know one good Jew that's in heaven, so.
He's in hell.
You son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. You know who you are. I went the racist clown. Okay, there you go.
What did you think of that
All right.
I would have went with the racist
I think this yeah, is a winning. Clown. I think this is a winning segment. Okay, here, Josh. Let me see here. Here, do that one. Would you rather? Would you rather?
This is why we should read our own. The handwriting is all terrible. All right,
this is like, who would you rather murder with an axe? Totally flipped it. Chuck or Shondi? Shondi, he is the ghost of the former co-host, Kevin Costner. His people needed him back.
So it's a simple question, Josh. Who would you rather?
Oh, Chuck.
Kill Chuck with an axe?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you know you won't kill him.
Right, he'll come
forever.
Back.
He'll be back.
You couldn't axe the fuck out of Chuck.
If you wanted to murder Sean, he's not coming back.
Hey, Chuck, let me ask you a question. Well, and then he's dead, and he comes back.
At least we know you would murder someone with an axe. That's nice to know. Never going to get on your bad side. Give one to
am I reading one here?
Daniel
here
Corey.
Okay.
I'm not playing the theme song anymore.
That's okay.
Go ahead.
All right, so... Would I rather?
Would you rather?
Would you rather? Okay, would you rather live in a padded room, but the padding is made of shitty diapers? Or would you rather spend a night in a 6-foot pit, but the pit is filled with afterbirth?
It's much funnier when he reads it.
It's two Fs, too.
Yeah.
Two Fs.
Afterbirth.
Is there any difference between afterbirth and afterbirth?
Yes.
There is a difference?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
One floats.
Which one floats?
You got to pick one.
Yeah. It's
shitty diapers. I want the shitty diapers.
He wants shitty diapers.
Yeah.
You're gonna go crazy.
If it's anything versus shitty diapers, I'm always going to take the
Josh,
shitty diapers.
Josh, give me another one.
No, it's...
Oh, right. He didn't give any.
Daniel what, you Corey. Want me to give you
Daniel
one?
Daniel Corey wants...
One?
Here. I'll take one.
Yeah. All right, there
Is
you go.
Is this whole fucking thing one?
Yeah.
Holy Christ.
Would you rather...
Even the back?
No, the back's... No, that's, okay. That's notes.
Would you rather read an Anne Rice novel?
Here we go. Daniel Corey. Would you rather... Be Rodney Dangerfield's bathrobe during his last few shows where he was naked underneath? Or, what the fuck is this word? Or something war? Or read war? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Let me redo that. Would you rather be Rodney Dangerfield's bathrobe during his last few shows when he was naked underneath or read War and Peace backwards in front of a mob of drunk Irish, something jerking off and staring at you. Irishman. Jerking off at you. I'll
jerking
tell you.
Off at you.
Jerking and staring at you.
Oh.
Yeah, they're not jerking off at you.
Now, that bathrobe would be sweaty, too, so I need you to be aware of that.
I heard he was notorious for wearing a bathrobe everywhere.
And whenever he wrings it out, some gross sweat. You know.
I'm going to have to go with the drunk Irishman jerking off and staring at me.
Right at you.
Right at me.
Nice.
They throw it at me after they're done.
Cool. They're trying to make eye contact.
Can I have one of yours?
You want one of mine? Okay, here you go.
Okay.
Would you rather?
Would you rather play a basketball game shirtless with a farmer's tan against a black man? During the Rodney King riots and win. Ha! Or go against a handicapped kid in the Special Olympics and win basketball. If you win, the kid will be stoned by the crowd. Like that book, The Lottery.
He really went and got wordy.
Oh, my God. All right. Would you rather play a basketball
game? What are the options?
Game?
No, it's
shirtless
either you die or the
black guy during the Rodney King riots and win, huh? Go against a handicapped kid in the Special Olympics basketball and win. If you win, the kid will be stoned by the crowd like that book.
Oh, my dear
lottery.
God. Which one?
Jeez, man. I don't know. Probably.
The second.
Yeah, definitely the second. I will lose.
So you value your life over a handicapped person's life. Really?
Oh, that's terrible. That's dark.
That's what that boiled that's real down dark to.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I started my own like toboggan thick company called Special Sled.
Okay, here, Josh, here's one for you. There's one for you.
Okay.
Would you rather, brought to you by Orange Marmalade.
Would you rather get hepatitis from Gnarls Barkley or Taylor Swift?
You got to pick one.
Oh, man. Hepatitis from Gnarls Barkley or Taylor Swift in a Charles Barkley jersey. I'll go with Gnarls Barkley.
That's an easy one.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, get a little hep. Hepatitis.
Here's one for you. Mine are short.
All right.
Mine are short compared to yours.
Yeah, I really wrote novels. You last did. Would you rather eat a nice warm cupcake or have a guy jizz in your eyeballs?
That's a simple one. That's real simple.
Yeah.
I really got to think about this one for a minute here. Hold on.
That one's not tough. I don't do tough ones. All right.
I know you guys want me to have the cupcake, but I have you know, I am curious about the jizz in the eyeball.
Yeah. Rather.
Go Daniel.
I'm definitely going for the cupcake, though.
Daniel Corey.
It's a safer bet.
Pussy.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Josh, who's up? Would you rather?
I'm an adventurer.
Here we go. Josh's would you rather. Would you rather have your face on Mount Rushmore, but it's painted like Peter Chris drummer of Kiss, or get plastic surgery to look exactly like Honey Boo Boo? These are just non sequiturs. All of ours are just non sequiturs.
Just the face, you know.
I would probably want. I'll go with the Mount Rushmore Peter Criss one.
So you'd look like a cat.
That's fine. I'm good with that.
The cat.
If I had to
cat
pick
child or whatever.
If somebody had a gun to my head, I'm picking Mount Rushmore.
I originally had Paul Stanley, but it would just be funny with just the one star, you know.
Here's another easy one for you. Daniel,
who am I
going
to give one to? I'll give you this.
You give me that one. Go ahead, read that. Mine's quick.
Okay, here we go. Would you rather be on this podcast or be doing absolutely anything else imaginable? I'm gonna go with the latter.
I kind of figured. The only guy doesn't want to be here. Would you rather live in India or a house constructed of Sleepless in Seattle VHS tapes? The more random they are, the funnier.
Read those again.
Would you rather live in India or a house? I mean, this is a no-brainer. A house constructed of Sleepless in Seattle VHS tapes. I'm going with the Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks hit.
The VHS cassette.
It's a classic.
Yeah.
It is a classic. Josh, you go.
I got one for Daniel Corey.
Okay. So am I reading right now? Okay.
Yeah, it's your turn.
Would you rather have to live in an orca tank filled with orange marmalade and you have to perform for Special Olympians or smoke 5 packs of Cools a day? I'm going to go with the latter on this one as
smoking
well.
Smoking Cools.
Yeah. 5 packs of Cools a day.
It's a habit I've been looking to pick up.
That's 100
Cools. That's a long-term
Cools
commitment.
Yeah. Dude, 100 Cools means you're like 100% cool.
Yeah.
Here, Josh, another short one.
I'm as cool as I can get.
Another short one.
Would you rather kill your girlfriend or not kill her?
I hope you don't pick the second one.
I'm gonna go with
that's his fiance.
Yeah, so this is
so are you talking about his girlfriend? So
you won't kill your fiance, but you will kill your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
his fiance doesn't find out.
She's lucky you've proposed already.
That's true. Well, I got down on like all my knees. Yeah,
all
you know?
Of them. All
I got
of them
down real low, like kinda like real low.
I'm down on bended
knees. Like, look, can you bend
knees
over and give me your hand a moment? I need to,
ask you something.
I gotta throw something on it. Look away quick.
Look away.
Quit looking at me.
Who has more of these? I want to keep going on here.
Oh,
who
man
has another would you rather?
I got one here.
I got the last
one. I have one.
Oh,
right
for
here
me,
here,
right?
Yeah.
I have the very last one, so I have one left.
Okay. Would you rather wear contacts soaked in salt water or wear a mustache made of hot dog salt.
Shit. It's shit.
Oh. Hot dog looks like salt.
It says shit.
Hot dog shit. It looks like salt.
Isn't contact solution salt water? Isn't that what it is?
Yeah.
I don't know. So I don't wear contacts.
Pick number one.
I'm going to go with number three.
Pick number one. I'm
burn this thing, this whole game show down.
Does anybody else have any more?
I do.
You have one more?
Yeah, I have.
Give
one.
Give me one more, and then we're gonna do the last one.
Okay.
Okay.
Would you rather eat a Big Mac at Burger King or eat a chalupa at Pizza Hut?
I don't care.
Stuffed crust chalupa.
I tell you what I'd rather. I'd rather listen to that Mouth Brigade again. I'd rather listen to this.
Oh, I love this part. Oh, man.
You got the... you got the last one.
All right.
You got the last one. Here we go. Would you rather?
Would you rather end this bit or keep this going forever?
Pick well, one. Please pick the first one.
I want to get over this bit by now.
Okay.
Yeah.
We are ending the bit. Per Daniel Corey's request.
Yeah, it's all my request.
We are going to go on a short break, people, and we will be back with more funny stuff, so don't go anywhere. More show coming up. right, everybody. Back with more Skooks of Hazzard show, segment 3. And in this segment, we're doing another thing that old Daniel Corey over here brought in.
What was the name of that song?
Said Mouth Brigade's involved. I'm not sure.
Mouth Brigade. Oh, I love that band.
I'm not sure how I feel about this right now.
A lot of projects. Right now.
But the question you asked, that was Incubus, As We Think We Is.
Nice.
Off Enjoy Incubus.
That's like one of the first albums, isn't it?
It's the first.
The first.
It's kind of an Incubus day
Incubus?
Around here.
You know what the difference between an incubus and a succubus is?
I do not.
The spelling.
That's, yes.
That is correct.
You are right. Ding, ding.
You win one internet.
So we're going to do, we're going to go to this new segment that old Daniel Corey brought in over here. This ought to be a fucking winner.
Mouth Brigade,
Mouth
right?
Brigade's involved with this one again. Am I right
Absolutely.
About that?
Absolutely.
Good Lord. It's called what? Lifestyles of the Poor and Homeless, right?
Yeah, Lifestyles of the Poor and Homeless, I believe.
So I'm going to trust you on this, and I'm going to play it.
It's another hit.
It's, I hope. So
it's an original hit.
What's the host's name?
The host's name?
Yeah, the host of the show.
Hobo Bourdain.
Hobo Bourdain. Okay.
And,
so
his co-host, Boardwalk Blaine.
I'm going to go to this. I'm trusting you. So here we go. Lifestyles of the Poor and Homeless.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of... Lifestyles of the Poor and Homeless.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm homeless. In a box I reside. I'm homeless.
Homeless.
And most of the time. I'm homeless.
Homeless.
Most of the time. Yeah.
I am your homeless host. Hobo Bourdain, follow me as I journey the globe, searching for the hottest cardboard habitats, the finest food someone else's money can buy, and the latest trends in the third world fashions. With me, as always, is the grimiest co-host with the destitute bastard. I couldn't live without you. We got Boardwalk Blaine.
What's up?
Well, Boardwalk, I have a interesting treat for you today.
Oh, really?
Yes, not that we have anywhere to be, but I might have gotten us one of the best tours this side of the Mississippi.
Well, I know, I'm really fucking excited.
I got us a gig over at Georgia Pacific Cardboard Factory. We're gonna get a private tour, and we're gonna rate this factory how many bindles, sticking bindles up to 5, okay?
I like it.
All right, so let's go on this tour. Da-da-da. Hello, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, my name's Hobo Bourdain. You're on the Lifestyles of the Poor and Homeless
show. And I'm his co-host.
Big fan, guys. Big fan.
Hi, Blaine. Can you just keep it down? You know I'm hosting here.
Sure.
So, now, tell me all about this cardboard, because I want to see where my house is made from, you know?
Well, this is the finest quality cardbood that you're going to get on the East Coast.
Now,
as far as the West Coast goes, I can't speak in that because they make their cardboard with a different type of tree than we do down here on the East Coast, but I can guarantee as far as the East Coast goes, it's the finest cardboard.
Bullshit!
Now, how many houses have been built with your Georgia Pacific cardboard?
There's no way to know, really, to be honest with you.
Well, I can tell you this. I know 48 homeless people, and every one of them has Georgia Pacific homes.
Well, that's because, that's because we listen to our customer base. We listen to you guys. You guys wanted a more gluey glue, and we gave you guys a more gluey glue. You guys wanted bigger holes for the handle so there was better ventilation in your homes. We gave it to you guys. We understand what you guys want.
Now, Blaine, what do you think about this? Do you think we should take this guy at his word, or do you think that we should go ahead and rate it with 0 sticking bindles?
Fuck this guy!
Okay, fuck you, buddy. We're out of here. As we say, we got no place to be. Do-do-do-do-do. Hey, Blaine, guess what? We're gonna go down to the finest shelter this side of the Mississippi.
I seriously cannot wait!
Okay, here we go. Oh, man, there's so many homeless people here, destitutes. Oh,
it stinks.
Man. It really reeks in here. But we're not here for the fashion today. We're here for the food. Let's talk with the soup kitchen's head chef, Betty Plithens.
Hey!
What's up, Betty?
Not much.
What do you have prepared for us today?
A really bad voice.
Oh, a really bad voice. And is that a stew?
Yeah, it's a type of stew. It's a voice stew. It's all of the gizzards and shit from a chicken.
Oh, okay. That sounds delicious. Now,
I would like some.
Okay, we're both going to have a bowl and we'll sample it. Ready?
Excellent.
Okay, how's that taste, Blaine?
Actually, it tastes terrible.
Oh, okay.
So, was not expecting it.
I don't like the mouthfeel of it. I think, I don't know. I think you could have done better. You know, I don't think I'll ever be back here.
I'm going to be sick.
I'll give it 5 stickin' bindles. Oh, man. Blaine, you can't throw up on our show.
Ah, there were toenails in it.
Well, Blaine, we have one more destination today. Guess where it is?
Where, boss?
We're going down to the McDonald's dumpster on 48th Street.
Let's head there.
We're going to meet a bunch of people, and we're going to have a cockfight. So I hope you, shaved your balls.
I did.
Great. Let's head on down there now. Ooh, there's like 50 people here at this dumpster. There must be something going down good. They must be putting out Big Macs.
Macs.
Oh, God.
That are big.
Yeah. This is where we saw that Gerald character that one time blowing that homeless guy for money.
Funny guy.
Wasn't he on his break?
I believe.
Okay, wonderful.
I could not really see the face with all the cocks covering it.
That's true. They do have quite a bit of graffiti of cock around these parts.
He's a gay man.
He is a gay man. Yes, that's correct. Now, anyway, we're going to speak with him directly. How's it going?
Hi, this is Gerald. I've been down at this dumpster for about 6 years now, and I don't really appreciate people just busting in here, barging in here, because you never know what I might be doing. I might have a finger in a man's butt. I might have a penis in my mouth. So I don't know if you respect other people's privacy or not, but a knock would be nice before you just bust into my dumpster.
Now, who are you wearing?
This is actually a hodgepodge. I sewed this shirt together myself. It's part FUBU, part Ralph Lauren, and part Walmart.
Oh, that's why it looks so trashy.
It's durable.
Now, why is it mesh?
Well, you know, it's easier to get the cum stains out.
Oh, because it's, there's less of it.
You got it.
Oh, wow, that's genius. Now,
well, look, I've got some prank phone calls I have to make, so you're going to have to let me go.
Okay.
I just came here to eat before I go to work, you know?
Wonderful. Well, thank you for being on our wonderful show today, The Lifestyles of the Poor and Homeless.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm homeless in a box I reside. I'm homeless.
Homeless.
And most of the time. I'm homeless.
Homeless.
Most of the time. Yeah.
Not again.
Yeah, but this time this is being performed by Bing Crosby.
I mean, how does this keep happening?
It's some kind of a malfunction, you know? It must be the solar flares.
I wonder if my computer has a virus that it only plays the Cosby Show into the last segment.
Well,
I wonder if that's a thing.
It's probably like malware, you know? Or, it's called the ugly sweater virus.
I mean, Bill Cosby raped like 30, 40 women. This really is not appropriate.
He played a gynecologist in this show. Like
that's
an OBGYN.
That's where all his victims are from.
Yep.
His practice.
Yep.
I'm the doctor. I don't know. That's not a good Bill Cosby impression. So here we are, Josh, once again at the tail end of a show. And we're going to do one more little thing. Our buddy Daniel Corey took off.
Yeah, definitely. He had a run.
He made us sit through that horrible homeless show that he brought in with Mouth Brigade.
Yeah, Mouth Brigade. Oh, man. Free Bird.
That's 3 times today he got me. I thought it was going to be good, and it was absolutely terrible.
I actually have a bootleg version of Mouth Brigade performing Free Bird.
Oh, my God.
It's really raw.
All 8 minutes.
All 18 minutes.
Even the guitar solo.
The extended version. The extended director's cut.
I do not want to hear it.
I mean, Do you know how many people call out Freebird when you're at a Mouth Brigade concert?
It's probably, yeah, overwhelming.
It's upwards in the teens.
I'll bet. And that's the whole crowd.
Yep. There's Larry. There's Steph, who's, you know, and Steph's younger brother, Tim.
Yeah, Tim.
They're up from Okinawa. they heard of us out there.
We're gonna end with the Skooks of Hazzard show mailbag. We haven't done this in a while, so these are all emails from the Skooks of Hazzard at hotmail.com.
Well, it's 2 year anniversary,
and it's our 2 year anniversary, so it's a special fucking time.
We actually haven't looked. Should in this I play bag the applause like first? 6 months.
Hold on a minute. I'll play it. Hold on. It's our 2 year anniversary show, everyone. Thank you. Wow. Calm down. Calm yourselves. That was fucking pathetic.
The Skooks of Hazzard show is performed live.
I like
in front
the other
of
one.
In front of a dead studio audience. You know what I mean?
So here's the Skooks of Hazzard show mailbag, and then we're going to get the fuck out of here.
Fucking so, A, we're out
here. We go.
The Skooks of Hazzard show mailbag.
It's the Skooks of Hazzard show mailbag. It's a favorite of everyone. So let's go to the Skooks of Hazzard show mailbag and pick one out. And
okay.
I'll read the first one.
Okay.
So here, that's right. Here we go. They're right here. Let me open this up.
Okay.
It says, Dear Joshua Brian, I got sins more original than your jokes.
What?
Kind regards. Eve Bush, Eden Park, Florida. I got sins more original. See, what really stopped me was the way that was spelled. You have that there.
Yeah.
It threw me off.
I got sins more original. Oh, then
yeah,
your
you
jokes.
Wrote that.
I didn't write it. It was Eve Bush from Eden Park, Florida.
You fucking.
All right, I got one here.
Oh.
This one looks like, oh, shit. Dear Chuck at Skooks of Hazzard.
Oh.
I got some mustard gas dirt cheap from Walmart's. Let's have a hot dog suicide party. Oh, you're a delight. Love, Khloe Kardashian.
Oh, my dear God. They wrote
Khloe.
That to Chuck?
Yeah.
Well, this popular. One's addressed from Chuck, too, so.
Oh, shit.
Open that one up and read it. It's got his address
on
see.
It. Let's see. Oh, shit, it is. Fellers, can you start a GoFundMe page to help me pay for hospital bills? Chuck.
No.
We
I'm not doing
lost
that.
Our sponsors. You know, we decided we didn't want to do this every month.
We dropped Farmers Insurance and picked up Orange Marmalade.
Yeah, we got Orange Marmalade out the yin yin.
I got one here. Here we go. Okay. Let's see. It says, how dare you? An ex-fan. Pensacola, Florida.
Oh, we have
how
a lot
dare
of,
we?
We have a lot of ex-fans down in Florida. That's
how,
cool.
How dare we what?
Huh.
I don't.
This one, this is weird. This was addressed to Potomatic. Dear Potomatic.
Yeah?
You're lucky to have the Skooks of Hazzard on your site. These guys are witty as fuck. Without them, your website would be as relevant as MySpace. What? Deeply inspired, Kendall Mufsky?
Kendall Mufsky?
Yeah, Montpelier, Nebraska.
Oh, dear Lord.
Huh.
I don't.
That just came in like an hour ago.
That is very recent.
Oh, yeah,
that's
absolutely.
A recent. Here's one.
Okay.
You can read.
Dear fellas, what's up with all the new co-hosts? And where can I download Mouth Brigade?
No.
Well, you
don't,
never...
Don't write now, to the show asking me where you can download Mouth Brigade
right.
because I don't know.
Right. Why would you?
And I don't care
no.
about Mouth Brigade
now,
at all.
They never signed it.
Ugh.
I wonder if it's invisible ink.
It's from Anonymous.
It's probably urine.
I got one here.
I'm Anonymous.
All right. This one says, Dear Sean... You sound like you wear your hair in a man bun. Outstanding. You keep the show afloat. Respect and love the Jews. Oh, that's terrible.
That's so nice
that's of absolutely
them.
Terrible because Sean has gone on record about...
Not
Saints
even the Jews.
All right, Sean, enough with your anti-Semitism. You're out of here. Guys, let's see. Okay.
I got one here. Josh, it says, Dear gents, I hope you get Zika. Your classless show... Makes me weak in the knees. I can hardly stand it. I miss Dr. Fallible. Love, Snyder the Geriatric.
Well, guess what? If we get Zika
Thank
by
you, Snyder.
Some rare chance, we have Zika-cillin.
That is true.
So go fuck yourself, whoever
I am all
whoever
for
wrote that.
Getting diurnal emission. Imagine just coming in my pants for with a daydream.
Is there do you have any more over there? I got one more here.
You got one more?
I got
okay.
one more.
No,
you read it. You read it.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
All right. Dear guys, can you please end the show? Well, sincerely, everyone.
What? End the show?
You fucking bastards. We'll end the two-year anniversary show whenever the fuck we want.
Yeah.
Like now.
We're going to end it now. That's it. That's the show, people. We're out of here.
49.
49? 50's coming right around the fucking road.
Yeah, we
right
could
down
do,
the road,
so,
around the corner.
Make sure you download it.
Yeah, it's going to be something. It's going to be an extravaganza.
You tell us what you want. Write us at the Skooks of Show mailbags.
All right, you pricks. That's the show. We're out of here. We'll see you next time.
The Skooks of Hazzard Show. The Skooks of Hazzard Show. The Skooks of Hazzard Show.